Who knows how many times we've seen a figure while looking at a cloud and recognized in our imagination an animal, a face, or something else hidden there. It also happens at night under a starry sky. By connecting the stars with lines, it's easy to see geometric shapes, while with our imagination, we can imagine shapes that resemble animals, people, objects, and so on. These shapes help us recognize the stars, finding them night after night, or see them again the following year, because their position remains the same for hundreds of years. Numerous stories and legends have been told under the starry sky. The inventors of these tales, inspired by the stars and the myths of ancient observations, have given rise to the constellations. Every culture of the past, looking at the stars, has imagined different figures. Thus, the three stars that for the ancient Romans represented the rudder of a ship were imagined in ancient Greece as the handle of the Big Dipper. And in other ways, for example, hunters following a bear for the Native Americans. Today, the sky is divided into 88 constellations, as established by the International Astronomical Union. Thus, each star belongs to a single constellation. The names of many of the Northern Hemisphere constellations date back to antiquity. But some of the Southern Hemisphere constellations date back to recent centuries, such as those dedicated to scientific instruments, such as the telescope, microscope, pneumatic pump. The constellations are obviously formed by stars visible to the naked eye, usually the brightest ones. The best knowns are the 12 constellations located along the zodiacal band through which the sun moves, along with the planets and the moon. Finally, remember that the constellations appear as they do only from near the Earth. The appearance of the sky would change if we observed it from another point in space outside the solar system.